Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Mr. Billy Gibbons, little ZZ Top front man there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Brett Clay is our guest. He's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. That's what this book's all about. It's about leading change, not just acknowledging it, not just accepting it, not just managing it, but leading change. And folks, if you can't do that, you will get run over. You will be overcome by the change that's happening, because the time between models, the time between generations of anything, strategy, product, or idea, the time between this one and the next one has been compressed in a way that's breathtaking, hasn't it, Clay?
It has. And, you know, if you want to continue getting the same results, just keep doing the same thing.
That's right. That's right. So you're talking to us about one of the ways to lead change is to have diversity of thinking, to getting ideas, not just having all your ideas from yourself, and bringing in other people, bringing in the ideas of your people. You know, when I was a pup coming up, Brett, I probably had, you know, I was educated. I was as smart as the average bear, and I was motivated. I worked hard. But I didn't know a lot about what was going on, about the marketplace. And so I had to learn everything, but that, you know, from my mentors. Today, these young people coming in, they're savvy about the marketplace in ways that I never was. They've got ideas about what customers want that a lot of business owners don't have. What do you think?
Yeah, it's amazing. My kids are, I can't believe, I'm the high-tech guy, electrical engineer, and my kids are teaching me how to use computers now.
Right, right. Exactly. I've been on computers since 75. And my oldest grandson came up to me a few years ago with his little handheld gaming toy, and he was going to show me how to use it. And he looked at me and he said, "Poppy, I better start you out on level one." You know? And the thing is, he was right. But these are just examples of why, when you bring somebody into the business these days, even the young kids, bring them into their diverse thinking, into your idea machine, right? Into the creativity and the innovation of your company. What do you think?
And here's the thing, Jim. When you bring that person in order, you want to preserve their great ideas and their different thinking. Because what happens is when you have a dominant culture, it squeezes out any minority culture that's there. And minority meaning the new person on the block, the new person on the team is in the minority on that team. And if there is a very strong culture strong culture is great, right? We like to have people who share values, who share work ethics, who share goals and what we're trying to do. So we're not talking about changing that. In fact, some authors, some researchers say that you want to maintain a strong sense of shared goals and shared values on your team. But you, at the same time, you want to preserve that diverse thinking when the new people come along. And so how do you do that, right? How do you keep a dominant – you don't want to have one monolithic dominant culture. You want to have a bunch of little cultures, different ways of thinking.
Well, some managers, some business owners listening to you right now might think, well, you know, I lose autonomy, I can't release certain things. We're not talking about making your company a democracy. We're not talking about things that are you losing things that are non-negotiable. That's not what we're talking about, is it, Brett?
Nope. It's never like you say. It'll be a democracy when everybody's making payroll.
Right. Exactly.
But it is about having the bottom line is that the research shows that if you have a lot of diversity, you have more productive teams. They get more work done. They find better solutions faster rather than a monolithic team that everybody knows each other. Everybody's really familiar. Everybody's doing the same thing they've been doing, you know, thinking the same way they've been thinking. The teams get rusty just like everybody does.
Well, there was a time, Brett, when the time between model changes was maybe a generation. Then it moved to 10 years, and it became 5 years. And in the early part of my career, you could go a year without making any changes to a model or a generation of whatever you were working on. Today, that's been compressed into much less than a year. You can't. No one person can be expected to keep up with all that, can they? I mean, you've got to have a team helping you understand the movement of the marketplace.
Yep, you're right. It's beyond how smart one person can be. You have to have multiple people and multiple perspectives. People out there, like you said, looking at what the customer wants, looking at what the factory can produce, bringing all those perspectives in.
Right, exactly. Last thoughts, Brett.
Well, how about, here's another way. Oh, there's this really important concept in improvisation. You know, you say yes and, rather than someone bringing in an idea and you saying, yeah, that would work, but, you say yes and then you try to build on it.
How about yes and tell me more?
Exactly.
Hey, Brett, give us the website again.
Those ideas to move forward with. SpellingChange.com.
So check it out, folks. That's also the title of the book. Hey, Brett, come back again real soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Great
Brett
to be in here.
Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.